Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. I learned today, this morning, the most generous place in the country as far as giving to charity is in Queens, New York. Let's see if you can guess off the top of your head. Forest Hills is the most generous giving place in the United States of America, according to Charity Navigator, which tracks all kinds of donations. So I'm going to do this in a national show, but not as extensive as I'm going to do it now. So Forest Hills is a very mixed neighborhood now, okay? But it's a nice neighborhood. But you got Catholics and Jews and Protestants and people of all colors living side by side. And it's safe, relatively. Cops do a good job. Glendale, Forest Hills, under control. Okay? And the people in Forest Hills tend to be there for a long time. It's a nice place to live, easy into Manhattan. Easy out to Long Island, lots of restaurants and, you know, good energy in the neighborhood. So they're giving back in a very substantial way. And I'll give you the stats, as I said, later on in the national program. But when I saw it, I wasn't surprised. I thought maybe it would be a neighborhood in Manhattan where people have so much money. Real estate is not cheap in Forest Hills, but it's not crazy like it is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan or down in, what is it, SoMa, NoMa, you know, Chelsea, all these places, nuts what they're paying for apartments down there. And, you know, wealthy people have a tendency not to be as generous. We do hear of very wealthy people giving a lot of money. I mean, Warren Buffett gives a lot of money away. But there's a song, Possession Obsession by Hall & Oates. Great song. I know Hall & Oates are yelling at each other now, but it's a great song, Possession Obsession. The more that you take, the less you give back is the refrain. And the song is true. In my own life, I had no money coming out of Boston University with a master's degree in broadcast journalism. Broke, because BU was expensive even back then. And I got a job in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I actually had to borrow money from my friends in Boston to gas up the car and drive out there. That's how busted I was. And I went into the station, they hired me, Channel 16, WNEP, Scranton, PA. And the GM, I said, look, I need an advance on my very paltry salary because I can't even put down a deposit on a place to live. I'm going to have to be living under a bridge here. And we worked it out. Okay. It was a saga. I wrote the script to Uncle Ted's Ghoul School, the Saturday Night Horror Fest, and extra money there, here and there. I made it, but I just made it barely. Okay. I had zero funds. But even at that point, I wasn't miserable. I was happy and my career was just beginning and I was working hard and I knew I would move up. I believed in a system that the harder you work, the better you are, the more money you get, on and on and on and on. So then when I became wealthy in my 40s, I kind of crossed that line, early 40s, where I was wealthy. And again, I never took money from anyone. So when my father died, he left his estate, not much. They still lived in Levittown, to my mother, and there was enough money to keep my mother comfortable. Until she died in her 90s, I never took a dime, ever. And I, when my mother died, sold a house and I gave the funds to other family members. I never wanted anything from anybody. That's just me. I just never took or borrowed or did anything like that. But once I got to be fairly affluent, then I upped my charitable giving. Because I said, you know, I'm lucky and I'm going to, and now we have a foundation named after my parents, the William and Winifred O'Reilly Foundation. We give away millions of dollars and I'm happy to do it. But I study who I'm going to give the money to. And I've made some mistakes. I've given money to people who I should not have given money to. I'm not going to get into that now, but someday I will. But anyway, congratulations, Forest Hills. I hope everybody is generous with Hanukkah and Christmas donations. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.